And I'm down and in, and I'm skiing 1-1 again. WRCT Pittsburgh.
We are the sultans. We are the sultans.
Listening of you, are you Lars Hitzberg?
Thank you. fast that you go through now. Remember you used to use the right around. Copy, 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 from the paper town.
Session stands for popcorn, robot, beer, vegan options. Rouse Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, their website, www.rousecinema.com, or call 212-904-3325. If you're interested in underwriting your WICT, you can ERERFW.org for more information about promotions and other partnership opportunities. Right now, this earlier days, the Sunship remix, originally by the Sailor. For that, we have Brambleton by Pusha T, Friday. We also had Rave, Purity, Purity written with that. Coming up now, in like 5 seconds, Patronata remix at the time of the week, by the weekend, is Reese's recent album. Stay tuned. I'm to jail for crime, crimes, you receive prison sentence. Family right along with you. You leave them to defend themselves. The brothers and sisters have best friends. Your sons or daughters are left here. Your mother and father have every night. And you commit crime, you're not the only place of Christ. Your family serves too. Then crimes hit home. Public service announcement brought project neighborhoods, ad council. Your neighbor in need. Millions of Americans from health struggling, their independence. Volunteer by helping shop, drive, or just say hello. A few hours can make a difference. Faith and action programs with names you will need. Bring your community. Call 1-877-711-11 or go to faithandaction.org. That's 1-877-744-8411 or faithandaction.org. Last few tracks you heard. We had the Out of Time, Patronata remix. One weekend. Come undone. Ran. We had Mouth Strand again. And now the Sea Cat Tramp screaming to be with you. Actually, just read this recent record writer. Final event on Saturday. Tune into that. It was a lot of fun. But yeah.
Thank you.
tracks, you heard, wrap with this mission, but unfortunately, we had Clash, a new version of Prospera, featuring Frank Rogers, and that was singing a song, and we had Carson McCone, the folk song. For this bossy lot, garden, but you just heard Super Chunk, on the floor. That'll do it for this edition of Unfortunately Not Podcast. As always,
Accent Ultra.
I don't have too many shows left. But hopefully,
I can get one more next week. So
tune in then.
But until then,
listening to WRCT experts. Thanks for listening.
This is number 48 in the countdown. Zombie was 9. We got a great song by Dicky Doo. Picking 77.
Zombie's 100.
What?
You've tuned into Pandemonium, public affairs and archaeology from WRCT Pittsburgh. The opinions expressed on the show are those of the participants, not necessarily those of WRCT or Carnegie Mellon University. Email comments or questions to WRCT Public Affairs, PA at WRCT.org. And now, Pandemonium.
I am Richard Gore, WRCT, and I'm here on a park bench, beautiful summer day
by
Carnegie Mellon
University
professor Brian Junker.
Brian, what department are you in?
Hi, Richard.
It's good to be here.
I'm in the Department of Data Science.
Okay. I'm so old that when I went to college, there was no computer science major. There was applied math.
How long has
statistics always had its own departments?
No, statistics used to be a part of the math department. And that's generally historically how statistics departments get started. Eventually, the mathematicians realized they can't talk to each other very well. And so statistics breaks off and forms its own department.
That happened in the late 60s or the 70s
at Carnegie Mellon.
Okay, well, we're not here to talk about Office politics. We're here to talk about lies. Damn lies. Statistics.
Oh man, you really like to offend statistician.
Well, you know. Ever since I was a kid, reading Mad magazine and stuff. I remember there was one joke about chocolate. And one of the points was. How much protein was in chocolate? There was this stat about this enormous amount of protein. But then there was an asterisk noting the gargantuan amount of chocolate you have to eat. I think that's everybody's sort of the lay person's appreciation. It's like people tell their own stories, making things up. The numbers.
Right. Absolutely true. In fact, for the last 30, 40 years, there's been a strong movement toward increasing numeracy for the laborers, just like literacy being an issue. That led to the formation of public schools and things like that. But I will say that once you become a little bit afraid of numbers and can interpret them. What you realize is all those lies and damn lies are equally telling numbers language. I mean, open the newspaper. Look at what's in the newspaper written in English. Listen to, I don't know. Your favorite news channel you hate. And listen to what they have to say. With no numbers at all, they're equally capable. So it's just learning another language, learning French, German, Chinese.
People can do so many different things with numbers. They quote the quotes you add up on your website. From CH comes with information, assumptions. And those assumptions show up in the numbers that we hear in the news.
You know, it's funny you bring that up. I actually physically went and refound that quote myself. I wanted to make sure to bring it up during our talk today. It's one of my favorite aphorisms. It really is. Assumptions are really important. What you can collect in the real world is facts. You collect data without any context or interpretation. And the way you convert that data into information, first of all, organizing it requires assumptions. You have to sort of know what you're looking for when you're organizing that data, and then actually use that information in some useful way.
To be clear, trying to make a prediction about the future.
And the only way to do that is to make assumptions about how the data was generated and how it will have future.
So you have to have raw information.
You have to have assumptions.
Combine them.
And that's how you get knowledge and prediction.
If you have the wrong assumptions or assumptions that don't fit very well,
you make terrible inferences, terrible predictions.